1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is always a pleasure to check in with Kathy Vasilakos, and we're going to be talking about a movie, a screening that is happening, and sort of a local connection, if you will. Kathy, it's wonderful to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me in.
Kathy, we're going to be talking about Stratford Film Festival. There's a special screening of a movie that's coming up, and it'll be September 20th at City Hall Auditorium. But you wear so many hats in our community, Kathy. It's incredible. Let's talk about Stratford Welcomes Refugees and what this has been all about and sort of this connection here.
I know. It's interesting because I was talking with Megan Smith-Harris about just film screening. And she talked about this film that she thought would be really great to bring here. And then I said, oh, you know, well, it's been a decade since Stratford Welcomes Refugees. I mean, hard to believe, right? That this all started in 2015. And I said, wouldn't it be an interesting sort of, you know, connection to, you know, screen the film, but then also, you know, reflect back on, you know, a decade ago and the launch and I think the success of Stratford Welcomes Refugees Committee and all the work that we did, and sort of really truly I think reflecting back and about the amazing thing that our community did and to just celebrate that a little bit.
To celebrate. And what are your thoughts looking back 10 years? My goodness,
10 years. I'm looking back sort of really with so much pride in our community and how, you know, we were presented with a refugee crisis that made everybody sort of, you know, were shocked and concerned. But how do you take that shock and concern and bring people together? So for that, I still remember that very first meeting that I think it was Dan Matheson and Ron Shaw and the festival and a bunch of other people. We came together and to say, what can we do? And just threw it out there, said, well, what if we collectively raise enough money to work with the Mennonite Central Committee to sponsor 5 Syrian families? And at the time, we thought, sure, why not, right? We'll work as a committee to do the fundraising and get all the resources in place, and let's just do it. And we sort of stumbled into something that we gathered afterwards hadn't been done before. Mm-hmm. You know, traditionally it was a church group or an individual group or a sponsor group were sort of doing all of the work, sort of they were doing the fundraising themselves and finding the resources themselves. And we just decided to do it as a community. And just at the time, watching how quickly the fundraising happened and how quickly people came forward to do the sponsoring, like how quickly we were able to get, you know, 5 sponsor groups together to do the work, and how we'd have meetings and random people would show up and who didn't know each other previously, who said, let's work together, let's do this, right?
Yeah, it's amazing the way the community can come together.
It really is, in such a positive way. And thinking back at how little negativity or pushback there was, I can count on one hand, like really 2, maybe 3 conversations that were, we don't want this. And everybody else was, let's go. Mm. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So, I think back really in a lot of pride for what our community can do. I never a doubt, but at the same time, isn't it great?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And so here we are looking forward in terms of Stratford Welcomes Refugees. What are your thoughts in terms of looking forward?
Well, you know, it was ad hoc. We were going to fundraise for this. We were going to do these 5. We ended up doing 7. We ended up doing some more actually afterwards. We did a bit more fundraising and did some additional work. And I think it's always open. I think it'll be interesting to see over the next few years who else comes along and which of us that were part of this are ready to do it again. I just had a conversation about how it's all contextual, right? Like, we know that there are tens of millions of people that are currently internally and externally displaced around the world. The refugee crisis has not gone away, right? We saw what happened with the Ukrainian refugees and how our community came together in different ways for that effort as well. And so I'm not exactly sure where it's going to land, but I just know that when this gets picked up again, I think our community will be equal to the task.
Yeah, because the template has been set, if you will.
The template has been set, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
And we're going to celebrate 10 years with a very special screening that's coming up.
Exactly. And, all I know is what I've seen from the promotions for this. But, I think if you can laugh and you can poke fun and you can have some uncomfortable conversations around, it's a French film about a French village that is getting money from the government to take a Ukrainian refugee family. And instead of a Ukrainian family, they get a Syrian family. And, questions and there's some uncomfortable questions or some funny, and from what I gather, and I think it'll be quite interesting.
Okay, it's called Meet the Barbarians. This is with Stratford Film Festival. It's described as sharp, funny, crowd pleaser, poignant, as you say, and it's going to be happening for two screenings, in fact.
Two screenings, 4 and 7, yep, on the 20th, and we'll have a panel discussion after each.
Great, and you are speaking?
I'm speaking. So the idea was to have somebody from the steering committee, somebody from a sponsor group, and one of somebody who was one of the families that were sponsored to speak and sort of reflect in their own words about the project and looking back.
Okay, this is not to be missed. Again, we'll share the details, how you can pick up tickets, and of course this happens at Stratford City Hall Auditorium with Stratford Film Festival, and Stratford welcomes refugees. Kathy Vasilakos, continued success in terms of this get-together that's happening, and again, a reflection on Stratford welcomes refugees, and who knows down the road. But before we let you go, you wear many hats. Of course, United Housing, United Way Perth Huron campaign kicking off very soon.
Everyone's very excited. Lots of activity. I believe Ryan's in next week to talk about it. So, yes, lots going on.
Yeah, boy, we hit the ground running in September. Kathy Vasilakos, thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.